summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Cheryl. So let's start with your overall assessment on first quarter earnings for Corporate Malaysia. I know it ended a couple of weeks ago, but and perhaps more importantly, how did first quarter earnings or how will first quarter earnings shape your expectations for the current quarter?
Good morning. To sum it up, I think first quarter was a decent quarter, but not fantastic. If you look at the numbers, I think the overall earnings were up by almost 8%. And this is a welcome relief considering we've had 3 years of earning contractions. Overall, I think less companies disappointed. Now, for the first time in a long time, I think analysts are actually revising up their forecast. Earlier in the year, they were looking at maybe 7 to 8% growth, but now they are looking at 8 to 9% growth, which doesn't sound like a lot of difference, but in the context of 3 years of contraction, that's a pretty significant upgrade. Now, if we go down a bit, drill deep into the details, let's look at the sectors which did well. Now, the sectors which did well include the banks and the plantations and tech companies. Now, in terms of the banks, I think what was interesting was that asset quality seemed to be improving in the big names like Maybank and CIMB. Now, both banks had been hit in the past 2 years over commodity-related loans. And this year, we can actually see provisions coming down significantly on a year-on-year basis. And the other thing to note is that although loan growth has been quite subdued, the bank's net interest margins have been expanding. I mean, this means that for every dollar of loan extended, banks are actually making more money. And this reflects the fact that the cost of funding is actually coming down as liquidity returns to the market and deposit competition eases. Now, the bank's improving performance has been reflected in their share prices. I mean, the banks have not done so well in a long time. And this is because banks are considered to be a proxy to an economic recovery. And if you look at the banks, I think the ones who really enjoy investing in the banks are the foreigners. So, a year-to-date basis, we've had $10.4 billion come in terms of the foreign flows. And I believe a significant part of this has actually flown to the banks because they are big and liquid. Now, moving on to, say, another sector which has done well, that's the plantation sector. Now, in first quarter 2017, the two factors which worked against them in 2016, which is production growth and CPO prices, finally swung around to their favor. So we can see that on both the FFB production improved and also CPO prices improved in many ways. We can also see that the companies hit 2,800 to 2,900 in terms of CPO prices versus 2005 and 2006 last year. And they actually saw high teens FFB growth. For example, if you look at KLK, KLK's profit was up by 71% as it recorded 18% FFB growth and a CPO price of almost 3,000. However, unlike banking stocks, I think the share prices of plantation companies did not rise upon the release of their stellar results. And this was because, plantation companies, they tend to track forward CPO prices instead of their results. So we can see that CPO forwards have actually dropped to 2,680 after hitting a high of 3,300 in mid-February.
And just to give our listeners some live updates here, so some of the companies that you mentioned, Maybank now up 0.1%, up to 9.58 ringgit per share. CIMB now up 1.06%, up to 6.68 ringgit per share. KLK up about 0.5%, up to 24.88 ringgit per share. Now, earlier, Cheryl, you mentioned about how analysts are revising upwards their earnings forecasts, and I guess we'll take whatever we can get given those 3 years of the declines that you mentioned earlier. So given what you saw in the first quarter, again, how are those results, say, shaping your earnings outlook for second quarter, this quarter?
We expect the momentum in second quarter to improve compared to first quarter. As I said earlier, I think first quarter was decent, but it is not fantastic. So we expect second quarter should see some stronger pickup. In the banks in particular, we would like to see stronger pre-provision growth. We would expect to see the credit cost declining further, and we should see a further pickup in terms of the non-interest income as the capital markets have been pretty strong. Another sector which I didn't mention just now that did well in the first quarter was the tech sector, and we expect the tech sector earnings in second quarter to pick up even further, notwithstanding the stronger ringgit, because we do think that volumes are going to continue to improve and ramp up ahead of the iPhone 8 coming on stream in the third quarter of this year. So generally, we expect earnings to be better. We don't know how much better, and that will, if it's very good, then we should see this rally having further legs.
And which company in particular in the tech sector, if you can name one?
Okay. We expect Inari to do particularly well.
Got it. And I'll try to put up Inari's number in just a bit. Now, also, you talked about how banks are being favored by foreign investors, you know, and also they are seen as a proxy to the economy. And of course, first quarter GDP for Malaysia came in at a better than expected 5.6%. So besides the banking sector, you know, did you see that kind of better than expected GDP print feeding into other earnings in other sectors besides banks?
Okay, this is quite an interesting question. Let's look at the consumer sector. Now, if you look at the first quarter GDP numbers, it actually said that domestic consumption had accelerated from about 6% to 6.6% during the first quarter. But if you drill down to the companies which reported first quarter earnings, we did not see such a good pickup. In actual fact, if you look at, say, companies which are the bellwethers, such as Aeon, 7-Eleven, they were not doing particularly well. And this is really a conundrum, considering the government has really done a lot to boost consumer spending, you know, from cutting the EPF contribution rate, raising the salary of civil servants, and even increasing the BRIM allocation. So we would expect to see second quarter picking up a little bit, but so far, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But there were certain companies which continued to do well even in a difficult environment, and these are consumer companies such as Padini. But even for them, you can see that the sales growth has slowed down from double digit to single digit in the last quarter.
And again, just to give our listeners some updates here, Padini right now as we speak, unchanged, 3.54 ringgit per share. 7-Eleven up 0.7% up to 1.37 ringgit per share. Aeon now unchanged, 2.23 ringgit per share. And going back to the tech sector that you mentioned, Inari now up about 1% up to 2.07 ringgit per share. So let's wrap it up with this then, because I'm looking at the FBM KLCI now, Cheryl, and it's now up 0.35% up to 1,790 points, just 10 points shy from that psychologically important 1,800 mark. So what's your call on the FBM KLCI?
It should be able to break the 1,800 level, but I think there are probably three factors that we're looking at to determine how high it will go. The first one is what we spoke about earlier, which is earnings. So if the second quarter earnings show better momentum, we think that the rally has quite good legs. Secondly, I think we need to look at the M&A news flow that's coming out, in particular surrounding the PNB group of companies. Now, Tan Sri Wahid has moved pretty quickly, and now we are waiting for the execution part of the restructuring. And there are also maybe two or three companies such as Maybank, which have been identified as strategic, but it's been very quiet in terms of any kind of restructuring so far. So we're waiting for news on that. And the third factor is the direction of the ringgit. I think it has strengthened to 4.26. We would expect that it would strengthen to about 4.20. And if you look at certain foreign strategists, they're actually looking at 4.10. But we think 4.20 is quite a comfortable level, because we believe that at this level, Malaysians themselves will start doing some converting, and possibly Bank Negara would look to convert some of the US dollar swaps sitting on their balance sheet back to ringgit.
What, and no pre-election rally there, Cheryl?
So we do expect things to pick up. But as I said, I think we've had a really good run so far. So right now we are in the consolidation phase. So we'll have to wait for second half to see how things turn out.
All right, I'm not going to make you give a call on when elections will be held. Nevertheless, thank you so much, Cheryl, for speaking to us. That was Cheryl Pola, Deputy Head of Equity with Affin Hwang Asset Management.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.